Yeah, well, I've been pursuing this ever since the standard was revised by the National Standards Authority of Ireland, because we have homeowners that have been engaging with this scheme for many, many years, and simply they're no further forward at this stage. So yeah, I have been in touch with the housing agency, and the latest information is that there is 149 homeowners who weren't, who didn't receive option one, which is full demolition. And they've now been given the opportunity to have a technical review, or the other option is to wait for the full review of the entire scheme. Now, the majority of those have responded to the housing agency saying, you know, that they're happy enough to proceed under the revised standard. But as we know, at the moment, foundations are not included in that standard. So a lot of people are a bit confused what they should be doing. So the housing agency have advised me that they're currently engaging with their framework engineers to assess basically the staffing and resources required, you know, for the timescales and completing those reviews. Now, they have told me that they will be able to provide hopefully further advice at the end of August. I know people are, you know, desperately waiting, you know, to get work started on their homes. They knew the option they were given was not the right remediation option for their home, and they've been waiting and waiting for many years, and during that time their homes have become increasingly unsafe, they're becoming increasingly dangerous, and obviously there's the health implications then of mould and damp in these homes. So people are very keen to get moving now to get their houses rebuilt, because they know that's what they need ultimately.
So as the work continues on the ground with the agency, you say by the end of August timeline should become a bit clearer?
Yeah, well, this is the thing, you know, I've mentioned there was 149 homeowners. I've been told, you know, how long does it take to assess them? You know, what are the, you know, the details of those assessments? How long will they be? Will there be further testing for those that maybe haven't got enough information in their initial testing? All these questions remain. I have been told that the housing agency is keen to expedite the technical reviews as anyone, because they know, you know, there's the demand. Obviously, there's a lot of people waiting on this, but obviously coming down the line, there's anticipation there will be more and more applications received in light of the IS 465 being released, you know. But the decision homeowners have to make at the moment is whether to avail of the technical review or wait a bit longer, you know. Again, we do not have the timelines for that, but for the full review of the entire scheme. And hopefully at that stage, we're hoping that foundations at a bare minimum will be tested and be included in the scheme if they're not fit for purpose. Because to expect anyone to build a property on foundations that have not been tested to prove they're fit for purpose is absolute madness.
And you've said you will continue to pursue the issue. What is the next step?
Yeah, well, I do continually liaise with the housing agency, and, you know, I do correspond with them quite often, and they do come back to me. So I will be continuing to do that on behalf of homeowners. We also have our DCB meeting coming up, in which the housing agency will be there, and which I'll be pursuing it yet again. Just keeping the pressure on to make sure that the families get, you know, some of these people, you know, the homeowners have been on this scheme for, you know, 5-6 years at this stage, and that's totally unacceptable. They need to be able to move on now, and that's what I'll be pushing for.